Today we're starting our series for the month of August, The Power of Compassion. I want to speak to you about being wounded healers. This video has given us insight. Wouldn't it be amazing, wouldn't it be interesting, to say the least, if when we went through our lives each and every day, that as we passed people, we might have an insight to what's going on in their lives. I might have mentioned this a time ago. I remember when I was living in Valley Stream, was coming out of our apartment, and someone was walking up as I was walking out, and I greeted them, and I got nothing. I wonder if I had the ability to have what we just saw on the screen today, what it would have read over that person's name, over that person's life, what they were going through. Everybody is going through something. This video took us into a scene where a lot of things are happening. A hospital where none of us would get up one day and say to a friend or someone else, let's go hang out in the hospital. I'm sure every one of our children, if they were given the option this summer and said, what would you like to do? They'd say, let's go to the park, or let's go to the pool, or I want to go have a play date with my friend. But none of them would say, let's go to the hospital and hang out, It's a place where a lot of things are happening, and the author of this video has taken us into real-life situations that could possibly be going on where people need help, where people need to be loved, and above all things, people need compassion. Wouldn't it be great if in every circumstance of our lives, when people are going through something, when we're going through something, that someone would actually be able to come up alongside of us and walk a distance, and that person would know through maybe their own experiences what it's like to be dealing with what we're dealing with. It would be empowering. It would be comforting. It would enable us, I think, to go through that time, through that moment, and deal with whatever we're dealing with, and know, physically know and understand that we're not alone. That someone has been provided for us to care for us. Someone who's maybe has gone through that experience or a similar experience, but knows what it's like to be hurting and knows what it means to be cared for. That's empowering. This morning, the video opened up with this quote. Could a greater miracle take place than for us to look through each other's eyes for an instant? To be able to see life at a moment, at a brief moment, the way the person that we're with is seeing it. It speaks to empathy. And to empathize is to understand. Have you ever been in a place where you were going through something that you would have loved to have somebody who understood at that moment what you were feeling, what was going on inside of you, how distraught you may have felt at that moment, how confused you were, how alone you were, that person recognized you and spotted you and was able to come up alongside of you. But not only that, to act on your behalf, to show compassion, to say, I care, and I'm going to spend some time with you, to giving it that human touch. Right. Now, if you're like me, we know that faith is essential, but there are times when we need a physical touch. And I believe by faith, God can provides people to come up alongside of us and to provide that touch. Now this morning, I want to talk to you from a place in the scriptures where God so does that, where he provides someone to stand alongside of us, to intercede on our behalf. Someone who is like us in many ways. And I want to go with you this morning to Hebrews chapter 5. And first we're going to cover verses 7 to 10. I'm sorry, from 1 to 10. The first set of verses we're going to cover is from 1 to 6. The second set of verses we're going to cover is from 7 to 10. And the first set of verses speaks about the priest. The high priest in the Old Testament was someone that God would call out. Wasn't somebody saying, you know, I think I want to do this for a living. You know? I think I want to be a high priest for the people of God. Would never happen. It was a man who God called and appointed to go and to stand in the place of people, to be there for them. And let's read about that this morning. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relationship to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can deal gently with the ignorant and the wayward. Listen to this. Since he himself is beset with weaknesses, because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor to himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. What we're talking about is a connector. Someone who is going to stand between us and God and make that connection for us. Another term that could be used is a repairman. How often are our lives in disrepair? Something has gone wrong. Whether it was done to us or was a choice that we made and we needed help. Someone who can connect us to God. Help us to repair the wound, whatever it might be. In our struggles, someone provided for us. The interesting thing about it is that this person, this individual, is made of the same fabric. Right? Many of us in the summer are wearing cotton, right? What's the commercial say? It's the... What was that? The fabric of our life. A couple of weeks back, I wore some fabric that was not cotton. It was polyester. It was the price of being Pharaoh. You remember that, kids?
Yeah.
All right. When I put that fabric on, it smelled funny. I didn't like it. So I took it off and I Febrezed it. And I let it sit. Because it was not a fabric of my choice, but I was going to wear it anyway, because there was a purpose to it, right? But you and I, there's no mixed fabrics here. We're all made of the same fabric. We are all made of flesh and blood. And God, in his infinite wisdom, when he would call and set aside a person, a high priest, that high priest could not be someone who was arrogant, who saw himself better than people. The only reason why he was in a position to help anyone is because God put him there and God chose him. But he knew he was made of the same material. Yeah. One of the biggest mistakes we can make is to look at Pastor Nick and John and myself and think we're made of other material. We are human, like you. We struggle with the same struggles that you deal with in your life. And we need him every bit. His care, his compassion, his love in our lives, every bit is the next person, if not more. This was the high priest who was called to stand before God in a way to help others to connect with God and get the care and the repair that they need for their lives. And what made it so significant was that this man knew, seeing that he was made of the same material, what it was to be weak, what it was to struggle with sin. He knew the terrain. He lived it every day. And because of that, humanness and that human factor, he could be there for others. He could understand what it meant to be broken. Maybe some of you, as you're watching the video today, you could relate to some of the captions that were overhead, you know? Maybe it's one as simple as the guy who's waiting for 3 hours. Who was he waiting for? What were they going through? Maybe you could relate to the woman whose teenager was on life support. Maybe you've met somebody like that. You see, because of our journeys, and we know what we go through, and what others around us go through, there is this connection that God can use. We have an understanding of what it means to be human and what it means to be to struggle and to become ill or to get a diagnosis that rocks us to our core or to be going through something that we didn't expect and it just did a number on us and we were trying to figure out how we were going to get through. Or maybe like that woman who was in shock, who couldn't understand her treatment options because she just got the worst news of her life. All people in need of compassion, of great care. And wouldn't it be great to have someone who would understand, who cared? Well, in the second portion of Scripture, we're presented with another high priest. In Hebrews 5, verses 7 to 10, the first was a human priest. But now we are going to be presented with a fully human, fully God priest. And this is what it says of Christ. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." And as he says also in another place, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, that's a big name, right? Let me give you some background on the Melchizedek was a high priest. He was a priest who showed up for Abraham in the Old Testament. After Abraham had won a victory, he came out and met with him and blessed him. And Abraham blessed Melchizedek as well. He's a high priest. And what we're told is that this high priest was not only a high priest, but he was a king. And now we're told that Jesus is the great high priest, but he also was king. High priest, fully human, king, fully Christ, God-like king. In the days of his flesh, that is Jesus, offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. That means he suffered, right? To him who was able to save him from death. He was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became a source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. When you're reading the scripture, if there are a couple things here that don't cause you to hit the stop button, put on the brakes and pull over, nothing will. What is it that Jesus learned obedience to the things he suffered? Was he not fully obedient to his Father? After all, he's God's only son. And the other thing, that he was being made perfect. Isn't that a contradiction here? I mean, wasn't Jesus perfect? Fully God, from the beginning of time, there at the creation, the Lord of all ages. See, what we're talking about when we look at those two terms there is that in his humanness, becoming fully whole as a man, so that he indeed would be the great high priest. He would know what it means to be like you and I, what it means to be wounded, what it means to be discarded, what it means to be lonely, what it means to suffer, to cry, to feel anguish, All these things he would feel. Becoming and fully made human. Right up to the moment where he would be crucified. Experiences that God would never have normally felt. But in coming and becoming like one of us and putting on our garments, dressing in our fabric, the fabric of our lives, he would have all these experiences so that he could connect with us, so that we had someone to turn to, one who would be compassionate upon all our troubles and our frailties, all our failures and our weaknesses, because he would know what it felt like to be human. And he would be our great connector and great repairman. He would make the difference in our lives. He would know what it was to be the Son, what it was to be Lord, but he would also know what it meant to suffer, to be wounded, to be the great wounded healer, to provide compassion, and even more so, salvation. Scripture says eternal salvation. But think about the salvation that you and I and others need to experience on the way to embodying what is ahead for those who believe. Because there isn't one of us here today that needs to experience the salvation on a daily basis in some way. When we're troubled, when we're perplexed, when we can't figure out life, when it gets so confusing and so overwhelming, we want to short out and crawl up in a ball and tuck ourselves in the corner of a room. There are times like that where you and I need this God's saving grace right there at that moment. Saving us and caring for us and carrying us because we can't do it on our own. That he would be there to intercede for us, just as the high priest would in the Old Testament for people who needed to connect or reconnect with God. Christ is there for us on a daily basis to connect us, to give us what we need, the compassion that we need to get through it and to make our way. So before we go today, I want to reflect on the video again and the close quote that says this: if you can stand in someone's shoes, someone else's shoes, in other words, be in their steps, feel the weight, right? Shoes are something that transport us from one place to another. You know, if you don't have a good pair of shoes, you're going to pay for it. Talk to anyone who's on their feet all day long. They go to certain stores, nurses, police officers. I know when I worked at Lowe's, I made sure I had a certain pair of boots that could carry me through the day. And even then, sometimes my feet would ache when I came home. These things transport us around. Put yourself in someone else's shoes where they are going through their life and feeling the weight of their lives in those things and what they're experiencing. If you could do that. If you can hear what they hear. We don't often think or imagine what is going on in a person's mind. Maybe something that they're going through. Or maybe the screaming, the confusion, the not being able to connect the dots and know the next turn. If we can see what they see, what they're going through, what they might be imagining could come of their lives, in their mind's eye. To feel what they feel, the possible loneliness, the terror, fear. What is going to come of me? Am I going to make it through this? If we could get that sense of people's lives, would we treat them differently? Could we treat them differently? And I think that we know that the answer would be yes. That we would care, that we would extend, just as Christ has extended himself to us. God extending himself to us and then saying to us, go and do likewise. Because I have given to you, now you go and give. As you have received, and likewise, go and give to others. God has given us a place where you and I can care for one another. That he will bring people up alongside us and us alongside others so as to meet people's needs and to help them. In fact, Peter speaks in the scriptures in his epistle about being a part of a priesthood of believers. A priesthood. That you and I can be much like, used like, and utilized like the high priest. To be able to help someone connect to God. To know that they're not alone. That there is a compassionate God that cares for them. And you can do that because you know what it's like to be broken and cared for. You know what it's like to have your life fall apart and for someone to come up and help you up and pick up the pieces. Many of us, if not all of us, have one story or another where God has intervened in our life and made a difference. In fact, I would venture to say that that's why you're sitting here today. Because Christ has intervened for you. And now, as Peter puts it, you have become a part of a priesthood of believers. Appointed. Think about yourself. Appointed by God. Appointed by God because you have experienced something. I bet you every one of us have gone through something or a pain that we could help someone else in. A trouble that we can help and care for someone else through. That God has given us those experiences, allowed us to have those experiences so that we can make a difference in someone else's life. In a moment, we're going to prepare our hearts for communion, and I want to do that with you now. As I look out at you today and as I thought about our time this week, I thought that that there are some of you here today who are in a place that you need to receive from God. You need his compassion. You need his care. You need to know that you're not alone. And that regardless of how you feel right at this moment, and the kind of week that you had, and whatever you're going through, that God is here. And he is able to meet you right where you are. And that you can receive from him that touch that you need at this moment. And then there are some of you here that are ready, that are willing to take your experiences and allow God to use your life. And I want to tell you, these two positions, well, there's an ebb and flow to them. There are certain days where I need God's compassion. And it enables me to go on so that I can meet someone else who needs compassion. And you may be in one place or the other this morning, but I want to give you an opportunity to pray and to ask God for what you need. Or to ask God and tell God, I'm ready. I want you to use my life. I want to be someone who can help someone else along the way, to come up alongside them. To care for them because you have carried me. I would like you, Lord, to use me to help carry someone else. Let's take a moment, would you? If we could just bow our heads for the moment. As we're together, and we have been and continue to be in his presence, I want to give you an opportunity So just bring yourself before him in prayer. Maybe some of you are in straits, a hard moment in your life where fear is upon you and it looks to take control of your mind and consume and take over. There is one who is present, who understands that fear. He knows what it is to experience physical terror, to be threatened. And he is able and all-powerful to meet you where you are, to take your hand, compassionately take your hand and walk with you. For a moment, imagine taking his hand and take a moment, and if you will, by faith, want to receive that compassion, will you raise your hand with me? We'll pray together. Father, we need your care. Lord, through Christ our Lord, your compassion for us. Lord, we need your help. The strength to take our next step, to know that we're not alone. Lord, we come to you by faith and believe that you are able, that you are great and mighty, that you are loving and kind, and we give ourselves to you this moment. Amen. For those of you who know what it's like to come out on the other side, let's remain in an attitude of prayer and believe that your experiences are of great value, that God can use your life. And though you may not be fully confident and feel at times like you're not sure you can help somebody, yet you, in your heart you're willing to say, Lord, use me. I want you to raise your hand with me. And I want to say to you this morning that you are not alone. So often I find myself in the same place. Oh God, I'm not sure, but I am willing. And you have done so much in my life. I believe that you can use me. Father, this is our prayer this morning, oh God, that you might use us. That as we are part of the priesthood of believers, oh God, that we can help others connect to you. That we can show compassion. That we can give care. That we can help somebody with their next step. And then another. And another. Lord, use us. Use our lives as only you can, oh God. Lord, use us that we might help someone else. Amen. I want to ask the ushers to prepare and to come forward, those of you who are going to serve communion. Let's remain in an attitude of prayer. This morning, as we enter this moment, one thing but matters is the faith to receive, is the relationship that connects us to the Father through Christ our Lord. With that relationship, we're able to come before Him. and in that and through that relationship be able to receive from his hand. Lord, we love you. Lord, as we take this moment to reflect, oh God, Lord, if there is anything that would stand between us, that would hinder our faith, that would block, Lord, we pray that we give it to you, oh God. Lord, we give ourselves to you. We ask, oh Lord, that you would remove whatever it is. Oh God, if there is something that needs to be forgiven, Lord, we trust that you can forgive it, oh God. It is for that reason that we have come to this hour, oh God, because you have forgiven us. Now, Lord, as we prepare our hearts to take, Lord, do a work in us through faith in Christ. Amen. Will you please stand with me? What we're about to do, we have been commanded to do in remembrance of Christ. Because on that night, he was providing for us what we would need. As King forever, as High Priest of God, eternal salvation. And on that night, he took bread and he held it up to heaven. And he broke it and he said, "This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's take it, all of us, and eat. And then afterwards, he raised the cup one last time. And he said, "This is the cup of my blood, an everlasting covenant for the forgiveness of sins. Each of you take it and drink this in remembrance of me." Whenever we take this cup, we get to celebrate what the wounded healer has done for us. And to remember that through his sacrifice, our God reigns. Let's close with "Our God Reigns." Verse 3 should be up on the screen. Let's sing it nice and loud. Out of the tomb, he came with grace and majesty. He is alive. He is alive. God loves us so. See here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know he is alive. 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 Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Let's sing it one more time. Out from the tomb, he came with grace and majesty. He is alive. He is alive. Till he exalts us so. See here his hands, his feet, his side. Yes, we know he is alive. And our God reigns. 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 Amen. We're told in Psalms, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and graciousness, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. God bless you. Pray you have a great week. Look forward to hanging with you downstairs for some refreshments.